Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 16, 1804. Day 34 of the expedition. Camped at dark in a bad place. The captains and the men did a lot of exploring of the countryside, made note of the plant life and the early settlements of the Indians and whatever they thought was of interest. So far, the expedition is in an area that had been explored before and sometime inhabited by settlers who were in hopes of making a living in a new area or perhaps just like to be on the move. Daniel Boone was that type of man. In fact, he had been in some of the same areas the expedition traveled through. Captain Clark quite likely had a map produced by a Mr. McKay, an earlier explorer, showing some of the former settlements and an old French fort. This structure could have been Fort Orleans, built in 1723. Captain Clark writes today,
"Set out at 7 o'clock, and in about a half a mile we came to the camp of our hunters. They had had 2 bear and 2 deer. A heavy rain came and lasted a short time. We came to on the starboard in a prairie at the place where Mr. McKay lay down an old French fort. I could see no traces of a settlement of any kind. In the evening, I walked on the starboard to see if any timber was convenient to make oars, which we were much in want of, and struck the river above the boat at a bad sandbar, the worst I have seen, which the boat must pass or drop back several miles and stem a swift current on the opposite side of an island. The boat, however, ascended the middle of the stream, difficult and dangerous. We came to above this place at dark and camped in a bad place. The mosquitoes and ticks are numerous and bad." Captain William Clark, June 16, 1804.
The fort Clark was looking for was Fort Orleans, established by Sieur Étienne Vignard de Bourmont in 1723. The site was in Carroll County, Missouri, above the mouth of the Grand River, and nearly opposite the Little Osage village on the other side of the Missouri River. Clark did mention that the prairie they were in today had an abundance of timothy-like grass, which would make good hay. A typical observation by the captains. Tomorrow, making oars and rope.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Music, courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.